Beginning in the 1840s, a number of occurrences began the decline of Nantucket's dominance in the whaling industry. As ships stayed out longer and got bigger and heavier, they began to have difficulty getting over the sandbar that blocked the entrance to Nantucket Harbor. In turn, New Bedford provided a deeper water port and connection to broader markets due to the development of the railroads. The development of railroads gave mainland ports an advantage in market reach that Nantucket could not match. The Great Fire of July 1846 destroyed the commercial heart of Nantucket. Although buildings were quickly rebuilt, the fire was a serious economic and psychological blow. The California Gold Rush took men away from the island, and with a declining population, there were fewer men to man the whale ships. During the Civil War, 339 Nantucket men enlisted. 74 never returned. As a naval blockade, the U.S. Navy sank aging whale ships at the entrance to the harbors of Charleston and Savannah. These ships were dubbed the Stone Fleet. By the end of the Civil War, whaling on Nantucket had virtually ended.